What does it all mean?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. A couple of earnings reports out this morning are weighing on the markets. Citigroup reported net income of $1.6 billion in the first quarter. That was its best performance in nearly 2 years. But after dividends and write-offs, the overall number for the financial was a loss of about $1 billion for the quarter, about 18 cents a share. General Electric made a profit in the quarter, but it was lower than last year's. Both reports were better than expected, so where's Wall Street? The Dow is right now about flat. Up about 13 points, up about 0.2%. NASDAQ is flat at this hour. And we have the S&P 500 flat as well. European shares are higher by about 1%. Asian markets closed up. Let's bring in Julie Nieman, analyst at Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis. Julie, what do you think's going on here?
Well, bottom line, everybody's reacting to very short-term news on earnings. And the good news is that things aren't plummeting as much as they have been in the past. Now, that's hardly a basis on building a sustainable rally. This is not the beginning of a long-term bull rally here.
And what about GE and their earnings report this morning?
Now, everybody's very skeptical about GE, but this is sincere here. But the key to GE is they're not a phony bank. The banks were basically jumping on the bandwagon. Everybody was buying banks. GE did not. They're a long-term holder for their assets. So the turnaround actually is coming with GE. They make business off of their other side as well. So I'm not concerned about the viability of GE at all.
Is this the final word for Citigroup? Is it safe for investors, do you think, to celebrate with these numbers?
Oh, not at all. Citigroup basically got their profit from trading, as did Goldman Sachs and Morgan Chase. You know, trading is actually very profitable now. The biggest problem they're facing, though, credit cards are heading south, and real estate, especially commercial real estate, is headed way down, and they've got a lot of this on the books. Banks always use accounting shenanigans, and they're up to their old tricks again. Most of the time, they use 60 days as being a delinquency for loans. Now they're stretching it out to 180 days. So we're going to be seeing a big backlog of bad debt building on a lot of the banks now.
All right. Julie Nieman, analyst at Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis. Julie, thank you.
My pleasure.
We got word late yesterday that Google profits jumped 9% in the first quarter, and part of its operating plan is to corner the internet viewing market in search of ad revenue. Google owns YouTube, and it's getting together with big entertainment giants such as Sony Pictures, Lionsgate, and CBS to give it a boost against Hulu, its online video competitor. Here's Marketplace's Dan Gretsch.
No plans this Friday night? Why not YouTube a back episode of the Beverly Hillbillies?
Do you realize that now you have almost $40 million in my bank?
Well, I reckon that money of mine is getting to be a powerful nuisance to you.
YouTube, the video sharing website owned by Google, has launched a new section called Shows. You can watch hundreds of movies and thousands of TV episodes for free. But before you get to Hillbilly Jed Clampett, you'll have to sit through a commercial for Cabot Cheese. Joseph Jaffe is president of Crayon, a new media consulting firm. He says sites like Hulu, Netflix, and Crackle.com already offer Hollywood fare online, but YouTube has an advantage. 90 million visitors a month.
They've got the scale, they've got the bandwidth, they've got the capability, and for all of those reasons, they stand a better chance than others of being successful.
Even with that massive audience, YouTube is turning to TV and film to turn a profit. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
It's like some espionage novel with room service. Starwood Hotels has sued its rival Hilton and two of its top executives. It claims Hilton stole trade secrets to speed up and reduce costs in the development of a new hotel brand called Denizen. Starwood says the two stole truckloads of documents before and after they changed jobs. No comment from Hilton on the suits.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conservemore.com. By DreamWorks Pictures, presenting The Soloist, starring Robert Downey Jr. and Jamie Foxx, in theaters everywhere, April 24th. And by Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, a smart way to reach your customers.
Cell phones are everywhere, but all those phones have added one problem: drunk dialing. One man's got a way to prevent you from doing something stupid while out on the town. Adam Alex Goldmark from WNYC in New York reports.
John Genest likes to party, and he likes his iPhone, but the combination proved hazardous.
Several examples come to mind, you know, calling my dad up at 3 in the morning on New Year's and immediately hanging up once I realized it was him.
Or flirting via text message with one woman, thinking it was another.
That gets pretty awkward.
He even invited his boss's client out for late night food after the bars closed.
Luckily, they didn't know who it was because they didn't have my number in their phone, so they didn't have my name.
Genest knew he wasn't the only one chronically calling under the influence. He saw a business opportunity and acted.
My product is the Bad Decision Blocker. It's an iPhone application.
Before a night on the town, you enter the names of all the people you just shouldn't call while carousing. Then no matter what you do, their contact information vanishes for a period of time. Genest recommends 12 hours.
Yeah, it's essentially a digital babysitter.
The Bad Decision Blocker has regularly been among the top 100 paid apps in the iTunes store since it launched last month. Genest has already made back a quarter of his nearly $8,000 investment. Other regret prevention products are popular too. Google's Mail Goggles feature tests you on basic math before letting you send a late night email. And LG even made a cell phone with a breathalyzer. It sold well in Korea, but never made it to the U.S.
The basic idea of helping people to control themselves has a large market.
That's Columbia business professor Ron Kivitz. He sees broader opportunities for Genest's application, like keeping overeager sales reps from scaring away clients with frequent follow-up calls.
To really work, it would have to offer you a form of pre-commitment. It would need to be binding.
Now, if only we could use technology for all our self-control problems, like overeating. A time lock on the refrigerator, anyone? In New York, I'm Alex Goldmark for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Have a great Friday and a very nice weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.